Disclosure. Savage Season, the podcast Conversations with Red Eye Tone, is not for the weak-minded. Now let's go.
Okay, it's another episode. Savage Season, the podcast, and let's go. Oh wait, did I forget to say the marathon continues? Now, let's go. No, but this shit ain't for the weak. I say this shit ain't for the weak. So, Savage Season, the podcast, a cultural conversation with Red High Tone. If y'all follow me on my social medias, which y'all should, if y'all not, then obviously y'all one of the ones that I consider weak-minded. Because, like, I know, like I say, Savage Season, the podcast, a cultural conversation with Red High Tone is not for the weak-minded. But anyway, if y'all follow me, y'all will see that I said I have a special guest for this episode, introvert turned extrovert with drinks. So that y'all don't want to miss it, my special guest is right here. I hope y'all can split the voices and know the difference of the voices, because I'm trying to tell y'all these accents. If y'all not one of my New York listeners, these accents is probably serious to y'all. But then at the same time, it's a birth accent as well from where it's coming from. Mine is coming from a birth accent. So before I even let her speak, I just want to let you know, y'all probably will know of her or hear of her by Joy B. Crafton. But in other words, this is my mommy, my mother, my goddess, my queen, who birthed me, made me, turned me, and we grew up together and still doing it together.
You got that right. That's right. I had you when I was a baby, so we grew up together, is for sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If y'all see me, y'all will see her without her standing next to me, I promise you. Well, the reason why I wanted to do this episode, I thought it was crazy because when I told my mom that I wanted to do an episode, the first word that popped in my mind was introvert. Now, like y'all know, I always say I do not speak about things I don't know about, and if I don't know about it, I look it up with y'all. Y'all not gonna hear a keyboard typing today. Y'all not gonna hear that in the background because I'm literally gonna have my mother explain to y'all her definition of an introvert, what she believes one is, why, and then I'm gonna give you mine. I wanna know if it's really verbally different. But while we're doing this, we are drinking. For safety reasons, I'm not gonna tell y'all what brands that we're drinking because I don't know who has what addictions and it can maybe be a trigger, so don't listen if you have one. But anyway, Ma, what's your definition?
Well, to be honest with you, introverts come in different degrees. Some are closer to extroversion. Some are further along all the way to the introverted side. I would say I am all the way to the left on the introverted side. People drain me. And it's not because of anything that they do or say. It's just they drain me. When someone says, oh, you want to come out? You want to go here? In my mind, I'm saying, please change your mind. No, I don't want to go anywhere. And it's not because I don't love you. It's not because I don't miss you. It's not because of anything. It's just that I would rather be in my own space.
Do you sometimes feel like you want to go? You're interested in seeing what it's going to be like, but you don't. But then you don't want to know? Does that make sense?
To me, the peace and serenity of being in my own space doesn't allow me to afford to even think that far. I just know, like, if I'm saying, oh, we're going to a party, and it's like, oh, we don't know who's going to be there. It's going to be so many people. Oh, no. Oh, you're running late? Oh, you're running late? Okay, no problem. You know, we'll do it next time. And then the next time becomes the next time. And I know that I probably miss out on a lot of things. But I also save myself from a lot of nonsense and bullshit that goes on.
Oof.
You know, I did see a post recently on Facebook, and it said, and it was in one of my introvert groups.
They have them if you're not a part of
yes,
one.
Yes, they do. I'm in several. And one of them says, this is I bid you peace, and this is for all my missed opportunities and my missed good times because of the introverted me preventing me from going. But that's all right. You know, you doing some, you lose some. I really don't feel like I'm missing out on anything being the person I am. I'm very guarded. I don't know if guarded would be the word. It's just that I'm important to me.
Mm-hmm.
And my state of mind is important to me. And how I feel is important to me. And people come with a lot. And they make it very draining for me.
Mm. I agree. But my sense of... See, you say you're all the way to the left. Introvert, my mother's saying, is all the way to the left. Extrovert is all the way to the right. You know how it's like that middle barrier? I'm not in the middle. I'm like more between the middle and the left, like right smack in the middle. And I think it's because I'm introvert sometimes without even noticing. I noticed, and then that's as I get older. Like, I want to be a part of certain things. And I'm not speaking of wanting to be a part of certain things like what I see on social media, on Instagram, people wanting to be a part of the social media model part, no, or wanting to be in the in crowd in the clubs. I mean, like, I be wanting to go to certain events where people sit outside and go to concerts outside and, you know, party. And for me to do stuff like that, I need to have a drink if I'm sitting outside with a bunch of people, because I have to some way, somehow want to have to deal with the people around me, because the people around me is too much going on. And I think that every single person is on something I'm not, because everybody moving funny. And it's not because they're moving funny, because how can I say they're moving funny, but because I feel like they got too much going on. I feel their energy is too much for what I have going on. It's funny because my mom said all the time, Mom, you say all the time, you be like, that energy. You can say one thing. I can say one thing to my sister can say one thing to me, she can say one thing to my father can say one thing to her, and mom would be like, oh, the energy. But it's not saying like it's negativity, it's just like y'all got too much going on and I still got my bubble and y'all like trying to pop it. Stop popping my bubble. It's like how she come off. But for me, is when I was in college, I was in the scene in college. I remember I used to go to every single party. I was a freshman party with the seniors. I would never forget it. I was at every fraternity party me and my best friend Ariel was at. We was there. And I remember I didn't want to miss a beat. I was on the plots and everything, chilling with seniors. I'm freshmen. But then as I got older, I noticed that every time you go to something, if it's something that's not going on there that you're being a part of, that you don't want to be a part of, you still got to deal with the aftermath of it, whether it is affecting you or not. We going through so much anyway with inside of the community, with inside of the culture, that everything, whether we sitting in this house or not, it's still affecting us. So for me, my boyfriend told me I need to get out the house. Y'all know I work from home. I'm fine working from home, partying from home, chilling from home, talking to the five people that I talk to on a regular basis, probably through my phone when I got 500 contacts on my phone. It works for me. But sometimes I feel like we looked at like we don't go nowhere.
Yeah, and it can get to you at times. The whole working from home thing. You need some... It's like a stay-at-home mom. I've heard stay-at-home moms say, I need some adult interaction. Shit, I need some interaction other than the walls and the people that I see every day, all day.
Yes.
So that's what... But that doesn't take away from me being introverted. You know, I'm willing to do something outside to have some interaction on a daily basis so that it doesn't get me into the hermit, because I feel like sometimes I am a hermit. Sometimes it goes 6-7 days and I don't go outside. And I have everything I need, and I'm not hurting, I'm not wanting. But it's sometimes when I just go to the store, it's like the experience, like, wow, there are people, there's life out here, there's things, there's other than the computers, other than the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But that does not mean that I want to get into the crowd. That doesn't mean I want to go to where the crowd is. I want to be like apart from the crowd. It's almost like when Apple came out with the iPhone. Everybody want to have an iPhone. Everybody want to get an iPhone. Everybody want to get an iPhone. I want to be opposite. I don't want to do what everybody else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to stand alone. I want to do my own thing. And you can't make it in this world by yourself.
Mm-mm.
If you have your core support, and I have my core support. So with that core support, I can tell people and energies that are negative for me, get the fuck on. Or I can keep the negative energies in my space. Now, why would I want to do that?
Right.
It's draining to me. And when I say draining to me, I can be walking around here silent. And I mean silence. Silent, no talking, just head nodding.
Mm.
Leave me alone.
Mm.
I'm in my space now.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta drain me enough, I gotta recoup.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm blessed beyond belief with a husband who understands me and lets me be me. Don't question me when I'm quiet. Don't question me when I need my space. He lets me be and lets me grow in my space. I gain knowledge in my own space.
Mm.
I read in my own space. I meditate in my mind in my own space. I have my own radio playing in my own space in my head. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong. And you know, for a long time, I didn't know if there was kind of like something wrong with me because I didn't really feel like being bothered. You know, because you get this label of antisocial.
Uh-huh.
It's not about being antisocial.
Nope.
It's about me being comfortable for me. The older I get, the more I'm going to make sure that I'm comfortable.
You know, they always say that the best time to, they say that when you pull yourself away from so much and you are and you center yourself by yourself, like you said, you have your core, but you still remove yourself from certain situations. Like, for instance, I moved from New York. Don't get me wrong, y'all. We're from New York, from a diverse area. But I can tell you one thing about my mother. She ain't go out often. Her and her husband, my father, they will go somewhere. And when they go somewhere, my mother's ready to go in 10 minutes. He wants to stay out. And he's a people person. She's not. My man is a people person. I observe people until I want to be around them. He has cousins, and I love his cousins dearly, but I didn't love them as much as I do now, and it took over a year. They will come over, and I will walk, and I will say hi, and I will walk in another room. It took a while for them to know, and they are the same sign. They're Aries, and they still didn't get it, but now it's to the point where I ask for them. It took a while. I have to observe the people. It's, you messing up my energy, like my mother was like, my energy, the energy is that. And I'm sitting here thinking, as it's crazy, because being from New York and working where I worked, I've seen so many women daily. And when I say, when being a licensed cosmetologist is touching people hair every day, having conversations every day, I take that energy with me and I bring it back home. And I internalized it and it got to me. It was really something that was a part of me moving and leaving, because it was just like, okay, I love doing hair, but it's too much energy within inside of me as well, with everything I got going on mentally and me trying to get my mental together. At the time, I was getting my pockets together, but my pockets together wasn't equating to my mental needing to be together at the same time. So when I came out here, it was like, okay, I miss home. I miss the diversity of people, to walking through Manhattan. I miss Brooklyn. I miss East New York, the style. I miss my people, my friends, the turn up, the all of that. But when I came out here, it was more of a slow. It was, yeah, my mental was getting together. My pockets wasn't the same because the money is different.
No, it's like a...
Yeah, the money out here is like... For when they say out here,
but the cost
state
of living, depending on where you are, is less.
Mm-hmm.
I have my cousin in New York, and I asked her about gasoline, and she pays $1 more of gas for gas than I do. She pays more on certain groceries than I do, and certain things that I'm able to get at a cheaper price, she's not. But at the same time, I always say that when you live in New York, it's expensive because you have so many options.
Mm-hmm.
You walk outside, you have 6-7 grocery stores.
There's no need for a what is it called?
Pharmacy.
No, it's no need for a. I didn't even know Walmart had a separate Walmart just for groceries, right? Until recently.
Okay.
Neighborhood supermarket.
It's four pharmacies. It's five places you can send money over to the overseas to your family. It's four laundromats in a 4-block radius. So you paying a lot to live there because you have all these options. If you don't like the store, you still have 5 other choices. If you down here and you don't like the store, you gotta drive 15 miles to the next store.
That's a fact.
But you take some and you lose some. You get good and you get bad with any choice that you make. I would rather choose to have to go 15 miles to another store than when I'm laying in my bedroom in New York and somebody's on their cell phone walking past my house to hear their conversation. I hear no one's conversation but the ones that are in this house because there's no one walking close enough to this door here.
Because we're in the country, that's why. That's not every place out here in this house. But one thing I can say, spending time in the country helps an introvert a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot. It honestly, honestly does. But one thing I can also say, one thing that I know a lot of my listeners are also fellow podcasters, and I want to say, hey, hope y'all making downloads and subscriptions like me, and keep on pushing, and the marathon should continue. But one of the hardest things I can say for somebody like myself is being in that middle bracket of an introvert and an extrovert. It's hard because you have all these platforms where you can promote yourself. You have all these platforms where you can, you know, talk to your listeners, your subscribers. You have all these platforms where you can network. But when you're an introvert, if you get one platform, you stick to that one platform. Because seeing, like, for example, Twitter. I would love to be down with Twitter and talk to my listeners through Twitter. It's too much conversation on Twitter for me. I can't internalize it. It's too much going on. I don't know where to start on the timeline. I don't know when I scroll up, what I'm looking at, who I'm looking at. I don't know where a conversation starts. I can't see. It's not like a regular post. But then you have places like Instagram is a picture. Okay, really quickly, promote that way. But then you have this thing, YouTube. Oh, how I wanted to be a YouTuber at a point in time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I cannot deal with the fact of thinking having 500 comments from people around the world wanting to comment or wanting to get information from me and me having to answer the good ones, the bad ones, whatever the case may be. It's just the thought of all those comments that I see under videos. I want to so bad, like I said, I want to really put out a video, you know, special. I don't want to say a bonus episode once a month, but Savage Season of Podcast, a cultural conversation with a high tone visual once a month. But the thought of it, it's like video recording myself.
Video recording yourself.
Editing.
Looking
it.
At yourself. Okay, you listen to yourself. But looking at yourself, you know, it's kind of like doing a video interview
with yourself.
With yourself, and there's no one there. It's just a computer asking you these questions, and you're looking at yourself talking. You know, it is definitely a different experience, and I applaud YouTubers. I've been watching YouTube since YouTube became YouTube, and I will watch YouTube until the end. I don't need TV. Because I can watch whatever channel on YouTube I want.
Right.
And I love the fact of the platform. I know that it's changing a lot. I know that YouTube used to be a platform where you could make money. I always wanted to make YouTube videos, but I never thought that anybody would be interested in anything that, you know, I had to say or...
You'd be amazed.
Or, look at me. Like, but... You never know what'll happen, But at the same time, I believe it's my introversion that prevents me from mm-hmm. doing certain things, because the attention that is gained from doing certain things.
Can you allow yourself to handle right. that attention?
Because I'm not one to want to be, oh, I'm here and the party starts because I'm here. No. No. And no, and no.
Well, the party automatically starts because I'm here. I don't even have to make the announcement.
Well, I can make my own party. But right. what I'm saying is, you know, like some people's like, oh, Jasmine's here. Okay, I'm back. No, they like give Joy some Joy be crafting some drinks.
Right.
And then she gonna be, all right. Because otherwise I'll be sitting there looking at everybody like, I'm ready to go home.
I think, you know what I think it is more for me, though? YouTube is hard for me because I literally, when I do my podcast, I literally do not listen to the full recording. Because I feel like when I started this, as y'all can hear, the upgrade from episode 1 to now, it's always stayed with the conversation with Red High Tone. No matter how the spill went, Savage Season of Podcast, a conversation with Red High Tone then turned into a cultural conversation with Red High Tone, but it always stayed not for the weak-minded. That part came because it's non-filtered, when I say unedited, is edited so that you guys can hear, it's raw. You guys can hear clearly, you guys have... It's raw. Therefore, I feel like I have to go over it way too much.
But I think that YouTube is a platform that probably would help me express myself a little better. But I'm the type, like, I watch mukbangs.
How you say it? Mukbang?
It's mukbang. It's a mukbang.
Where did they put it in a dictionary and tell you go?
No, because the mukbangers say it's mukbang.
Who told you that?
Oh, the mukbangers call it mukbang. Right? And you know, and my whole thing is, I know some people is in the SAMR, which is just sound, you know? You want to hear me drink this liquor?
Then you gotta go do it like this. They don't go like this. Look.
Right? Some people are into sounds. It's soothing for them. And my whole thing is not to necessarily... The world is so critical. The world is so... Why are you guys so critical? We all are human beings. That's the liquor talking because I've been drinking. Now, I'm saying this because we all have faults.
Right.
We all tolerate other people's bullshit.
We all.
To a degree. I don't care what nobody says.
They only do what we allow.
We all tolerate other people's bullshit to a degree.
Make sure you listen to that last episode. They only do what we allow.
Mm-hmm. All right. And that is so true. But at the same time, you know, like I was looking at a Facebook post. It was pictures at a gala. I'm not going to name the lady's name, but you know all the Groupon. She's the new spokesperson for Groupon.
I don't know, but I'm not in front of the computer. I can't.
I know who she is, but I don't want to blast her. I'm happy for her, but I don't know if we can say her name.
Why can't we say she's the new spokesperson for Groupon? She blasted herself.
Tiffany Haddish.
I like Tiffany Haddish.
I love Tiffany Haddish. But she had on some shoes. You know, she was rocking the outfit. And you know somebody gonna put a thing and say, her feet is just running out of them shoes.
That was like,
what? And I'm like, damn, that a live, bruh. Did you buy the shoes? Like, so what? Like, so, are your shoes fitting any different? If you had those same shoes on, like, stop being so critical of your fellow person, your fellow human. Understand that people have good times, people have bad times.
But you know what I think the problem is?
And I think that's what prevents me from wanting to expose myself, because I'm going to come back at you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to come back at you. And my thing is, because you can't allow me to be a human, and you're human. We all make mistakes. We all do great things. We all do fucked up things. We all say stuff at our face sometimes. You know, I feel really blessed in my life. I had started having my children when I was young, and so therefore I have the benefit of looking so good while they're grown, you know.
You know.
And I just feel like right now in my life, I'm in a transition. I moved to a new place. It's a whole different vibe down here. And New York exudes out of me everywhere.
It's going to continue to stay. It ain't never going to go nowhere.
Right. It exudes out. And I think that it can be an intimidating factor for some folks. It is something that the people down here, a lot of people down here are from up north, but they have allowed themselves to conform. See, I don't know if I'm going to ever conform.
What is conforming to out here, though? Because I feel
sounding country, looking country, dressing country, having a country job. I mean...
Ain't nothing wrong with being country. My man is country.
Listen, if you from the country, yeah. But don't be afraid to represent who you are wherever you go. I mean, it's funny. I have people tell me all the time, I like to hear you talk because that accent, the way you talk, or like where you from, and all of this. And the funny thing about it is, when I was in New York, people used to say I sound like I was from the South. So it's kind of like a conundrum right there, an oxymoron. Because I'm here now and I sound like I'm from New York, but when I was up there, I sound like I was from here. What?
Which one
was y'all listening to? I don't know.
Beso?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. My honestly, I feel like if you are introvert, that's good. If you're extrovert, that's great. What's for you, is for you.
It's for you. You know, I wonder sometimes though, when you was growing up, like, I know I used to isolate myself a lot. Mm-hmm. So if I would be in the room, and I had to kind of impress upon you before I even know what the word introvert was. You know, impress upon you, like, you have to just come in. I'm not going to say, hey, what you doing? What you doing? Come up. No, I'm not going to do that. It's not because I love you any less. As long as I know you are right. But if you need me, you have to infiltrate my space.
So what do y'all do to me now?
I allow you to infiltrate my space.
Right. No, but what do I do now?
Infiltrate my space. But it's all right. Because I'm your mom.
Right.
You know, and that's okay.
It took a good 20 years for me to realize it.
Right, to understand. I think it was a complex thing having a parent that's an introvert and somebody that kind of likes their own space and to be alone and be private. I read a lot of books. Just, it's like a movie in your head when you're reading a book. So, to be in my own mindset. It's really funny that my husband is extroverted, but I notice sometimes I'm wearing on him. You know, like sometimes his phone rings. You know, the true sign, one of the signs of an introvert is when your phone rings.
And you look at it. You
look at it and you say, that's what you say. Like, I'm not answering that shit. I listen to the voicemail.
No comment.
You know what I'm saying?
I gotta answer half the time.
So, I mean, if it's an emergency, I'm gonna know. I'm sure you'll call back again and I'll realize it's an emergency. But I'm kind of like, it's funny, my uncle, you know, one time he says, I know you see me calling. I know sometimes you don't feel like being bothered. And then, you know, some people will say, well, you never know. If you don't answer the phone, that may be the last time.
That's why you can send a text, an email, you can send an SMS,
like
a DMS.
I know. I don't live like DMS. That. If it is, then hey. That's something I'm gonna have to deal with.
But wait, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about me. I realized I was really an introvert when I say, yeah, I'ma work from home, I'ma speak to customers on the phone. And then after a year and a half, I got tired of that shit. I said, listen, I'm tired of hearing your problem, my problem. I woke up, I got my period this morning, I don't feel good, I got a headache, I got a migraine, my man getting on my nerves, the people downstairs getting on my nerves, the people outside getting on my nerves. Oh my God, there's too many police, too many ambulances driving back. It was too much going on. So,
you know something? With the work from home, you know somebody had called me asshole on the phone one time and doing customer service.
And you should have said your
And I said to him, I said, sure, I am the best one of those. And it is my job to assist you. You know, like the work from home community for introvert, I think it's good. A lot of people, if that's your thing, if call center thing is your thing, then that's your thing. I'm not call center. I don't want to have that much conversation. I don't want to talk to 80 people in 8 hours, 10 people an hour.
That's why I can't do it no more.
I don't want to do that.
I'd rather text you, email you, SMS you, right, whatever they call it.
Chat you or something. Chat you. I don't want to have to hear you. You know, I had a customer.
They tend to get a little extra on the phone.
To tell me all of her. She's the sweetest lady, but she came and telling me all about how she got disabled, what happened to her husband, what happened to her mom, why she needed this and why she needed that. And that's all good and fine. But it takes a certain person, like you draining me with all of that. Because now when I hang up with you, you on my mind.
Right. There you go. I'm thinking about you. I can't reach you back.
Right. That's a seven. No contact. I don't have a call back. And there's nothing. You can't call me back. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
Click and it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, but being introverted, I'm glad my children are grown now.
Now that you realize that's what you are?
I think that, right.
Okay.
Now that I realize. Because like I told you, I thought something, like, what is wrong with me? Like, I don't feel like, I just don't want to be bothered. You know, like, your father took me somewhere one time for Father's Day to the barbershop and he was having a cookout or something. We got in there. We was in there for 6 minutes.
You was ready to go.
And he was trying to make me comfortable. He gave me, as soon as we walked in, he was like, you want something to drink, baby? You know, it was just people. It was I knew these fellas and I didn't know the ladies, but I knew the fellas. But as soon as like 6 minutes, I was kind of like, this is not my cup of tea and I'm ready to go.
You want to know when I seen you had a real good time with
you could come back.
But you ready to go.
But I need to go home.
You want
to
know when I know you had a really good time with?
When's that?
The only time we was in New York. When we went to that barbecue. I don't want to say the spot, but if you from the East, you know the spot. Fulton, the spot. That's all I got to say, the spot.
Yeah.
And we was in the bed. It had some food. Some good food.
Some short ribs that'll melt in your mouth.
Right. And that's the first time I seen you have a real good time around people without wanting to go within about 15.
Because I had 7 small coronas. That's
why. And that's why I say,
this is your culture moment.
Let me ask y'all a serious question. Would y'all hug the person that murdered y'all sibling? Because I know my sister and my brothers, I will not. I sure will not. Let's get into this. So, thank y'all so much for tuning back into Savage Season, a podcast, a cultural conversation with Red High Tone. Yes, I'm still drinking. But I want to get into the part where I wanted to tell y'all that we are going to have a new segment on every episode where not only the facts and the topic that I have for my culture, and you guys are going to be something that I state that the topic and description of this podcast episode is going to be on. It's definitely going to be on something that touches our culture, and it's on global news. And I think that's something that is going to be aware to our culture and what needs to be looked at, and you know, some petitions or something sometimes needs to be involved. But anyway, let's get into it. I know you guys have seen around the world about the Amber female. Basically, Amber walked into our culture's house, apartment, whatever you want to talk about it, how you want to say it. It was his home. She basically pulled into the parking lot and got on the wrong, and pulled her car into the wrong floor of the garage and thought it was the fourth floor, which she pulled into the third, got out of her car and walked into the hallway that she thought was her hallway to the front of the door that she thought was hers. Door was ajar. She is a police officer that works for SWAT. She worked a 13 and a half hour shift. She believed that she actually went ahead and walked into her apartment. She claims that she advised the person and the figure inside of the apartment to raise his hands. He didn't, so she shot twice, and he is now no longer with us. As everyone knows, she is Caucasian, white, whatever you want to call it, and the person that she shot is African American, black, whatever you want to call it. This is not about gender. This is not about race. This is about the human power and the human race. I don't know why I just thought of Michael Jackson when I said it. The human race. But anyway, this is about the power of the human race. We are as people, and as you guys heard earlier within my episode, my mom's saying, we are human beings. What is the problem? The problem is that Amber Geiger, how do you say this chick name? Only received 10 years. She did not know, or she claimed she did not know she walked in her apartment. Did not walk in her apartment. Can somebody please advise me to how she did not know? Because I know that I'm from Brooklyn. And I know that if I was to get off the train in East New York or the Sty, and you put a blindfold over me that is about 80% negative on sight, that I can still make it to my front door, walk inside of my house to my bedroom from that train station if I have been doing it, and that is my home that I have a lease to and I pay rent to. She did not state that she just lived there, she just moved there. She did not state none of that. Now, long story short, one thing I can say, one thing I can raise my hands to and I can praise to is the fact that she just received 10 years. Now, people that sell heroin on these streets, the people that agree to buy it and to inject in their arms and kill themselves slowly, get more than 10 years. 10 years for manslaughter. Now, I'm a criminal justice major, and I can tell you that manslaughter is considered a, oops, I'm sorry, it was a mistake charge. That's how I look at some manslaughter charges. I'm not saying all manslaughter charges are that, but I'm saying that's how I look at them. Now, let's fast forward some. One of the people that testified, that testified in the case is no longer here. Now, y'all know, Savage Season, a podcast, a conversation with Red High Tones, does not talk about nothing that Red High Tones don't know. And I always state that it's not for the weak-minded. But somebody tell me why one of the African-American or black men, whatever you want to call it, that testified as a witness for the trial is no longer here because he was shot dead within the same apartment complex. Somebody tell me. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna research together, because I said this episode is not gonna have no typing. You're not gonna hear no keyboard. I lied. I'm sorry. I have to. I know it's only my right to do so as a conversation with Red High Tone slash cultural conversation with Red High Tone. So let's see. Okay, let's go. Joshua Brown. Joshua Brown was one of the three suspects. I'm sorry, one of the three witnesses. So here's some information that I received today on the 8th. So Joshua Brown was found killed. He was a witness on the trial of Amber Geiger. Three suspects have been identified in the murder of Joshua Brown. Brown was once again a key witness in the murder trial of a former Dallas police officer, Amber Geiger, which is the one that received the 10 years. The three identified as Mitchell 20, Mitchell 32, and Green 22. This is in Dallas, Texas, again at Dallas apartment complex. Now, I don't even want to go through the whole thing. I don't even want to read this. But the reason why I want to touch on this is because the witness was shot and killed. This we talking about African American slash black man, whichever, again, you want to call it. This is not about race. This is about human rights and human dignity. Okay? Please explain to me why finally we have somebody standing up for their rights and what they believe in, and they're no longer here when it comes to helping someone else. This man lost his life, and then he had lost his life stupidly. It was like the stupidest thing I heard in forever. How does she honestly believe that she walked in the wrong apartment? I don't want to make this a long segment on this part right here, but I just want to just touch on the fact of, like, I gotta be kidding me. 10 years? 10 years for mistaken identity? For the mistaken apartment? Mistaken floor of apartment? Mistaken park of your car? Amber, bitch, please. I also read that she basically stated, the worst part of this is that I have to live with this forever. After 10 years, what are you going to do? You're going to put it in the back of your mind. I know people every day that put things in the back of their mind and just throw it in the back of their mind and don't think about it anymore. So what's going to be different from you if they don't make your heart stop beating while you're locked up? That's the best words and terms that I can say it in. Once again, I'm going to state this is not about race. This is about, are y'all serious? Why was he not put in protection for what he did? Because I felt like he was African American or black, that he didn't need protection? Which one was it? Because anybody that sits on a stand, whether you're yellow, black, white, green, orange, tan, purple, you stand on a stand as a witness for a murder trial, you should have protection. Why didn't he get that in return? Why did Brown lose his life for being a witness? I am so happy that they went ahead and listen, whether y'all believe or not, it's about that trial. I don't care what no one says. I believe it's about the trial. I believe it's a paid job. Correct me if I'm wrong. Please do if I'm wrong, but you can't because it's my opinion, unless it's fact stated on a paper that it was not. I can care less what anyone says. It's too common. Or it could just be coincidental. I will never say I'm wrong. I could say maybe I'm not right. But this is something I feel like our culture, whether we're listening to Shake Your Ass music, whether we're listening to Shoot 'Em Up Bang Bang, whether we're listening to I feel we still should be taking notes of what's affecting our community. And that right there, I'm in South Carolina, whether I was in the South or not. If I was in New York, I still would have heard about this story, and it still would have affected me the same exact way. This is not okay. 10 years is not okay. I feel like this trial need to be revisited, and 10 years should be more, because this shouldn't even be a manslaughter case, because there's no way in the world you can prove that this was manslaughter. There's no way in the world that you can really prove, unless she was on drugs. There's no way you can prove that just because of 12, 13, or 14 and a half hours of working a SWAT shift on a burglar investigation that you were so delirious, but yet you will lock up someone that was delirious from taking drugs more than 10 years if they murdered somebody. Do the math. Savage Season of Podcast, a cultural conversation where a high tone is not for the weak-minded. I hope that stopped and made you guys think. And once again, this right here is going to be an segment on every single episode because I feel like our culture needs it. We're going to tag it. We're going to be on it. This is what it's going to be. Personal journals, a cultural conversation with the Red High Tone. Once again, it's not for the weak-minded. Not for the weak. Because this shit ain't for the weak. You guys, I want to say thank you so much to listening to this episode again of Savage Season, a podcast, a cultural conversation with Red High Tone. What I want to say is thank you guys so much for all the listenings, downloads, and subscribers. If you're not already subscribed, I definitely assure you that you definitely want to. If you look in the description box, you will see some links in there. If the platform you're listening to this on, because we're on 15 plus and it's all because of your listeners, I just want to say that you could go onto Savage Season, a podcast Instagram page. From there, you can actually access the link that's inside of my bio, and then from there we'll take you on to our live site. Yes, Savage Season, a podcast has a live site. If you want to go ahead and you want to look over the site, it's some very good information on there about me, Red High Tone, which is the host and also creator of Savage Season, the podcast. You can actually also from there subscribe, put your email in there, and we'll let you know every time we release a new episode. Also, on top of that, if for any reason you want to contact me with some content you want me to put out, a subject, I got you. Best believe I got you, because it's always for what? Our culture. Understand as well, you guys can also access the media kit. The media kit for any other podcasters, for any one that has a brand or a business that wants to advertise with Savage Season, the podcast, you can access that. And from there, you can see all my contact information. And from there, you can definitely look over what I can provide to you. And I got you. But other than that, thank you so much again for listening to Savage Season, the podcast, a cultural conversation with Red High Tone. And before I go ahead and go a little bit further, just know you're going to hear my robotic disclosure. And this episode is over.
Quick disclosure. Once again, Savage Season, the podcast is not for the weak-minded. Okay, with that said, the marathon continues.